Let's go ahead and talk about one of our topics. What would you like to go with first?
We've got to start with Mike Huckabee.
Yeah, we do.
Mean to laugh because it's not funny. It's deadly serious. But Mike Huckabee has to be the biggest, if not one of the biggest jackasses ever to serve as an American ambassador in any country, in any era in American history. Listen, I get that the guy's an evangelical. I get that. But when you are an ambassador, your title is Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary and Personal Representative of the President of the United States. That's the official title, which means you don't have any opinions. Your opinion is the opinion of the President of the United States. And even this president doesn't believe that Israel, greater Israel, should extend from the Euphrates River to the Nile. So, right. You know, what we're talking about here is that Huckabee finally agreed to give Tucker Carlson an interview, finally, after being battered about the head and face. He finally said yes. And
that was probably a mistake on Huckabee's part.
It was a mistake on Huckabee's part. Absolutely, positively, it was a mistake, because Huckabee thinks, even after a year of being ambassador, that he's allowed to have opinions. And he's not allowed to have opinions. His opinion is whatever the president tells him his opinion is. And even this president has friends who lead Arab countries. So, first of all, I don't know if you've seen the shorts that Tucker has done. I've been like doing a Tucker deep dive the last couple of days. You know, harassed at the airport going in, harassed at the airport coming out. His staff was harassed. His cameraman was harassed. They wouldn't even give him flight clearance. Just to be on the safe side, what Tucker did was he chartered a private jet. And he said, I never do this because I'm too cheap and jets are really expensive. I always fly commercial. But this time, he said, I decided to fly private just because we thought it would be easier. And it actually wasn't easier. And so what they did was they sent a message to the American embassy asking the American embassy to inform the Israeli military that this plane is coming in and it's carrying Tucker Carlson and his team. And Huckabee said, no, we're not going to tell the Israelis anything. And he said that he reminded Huckabee that the Israeli military controls Israeli airspace. There's not a civil aviation authority. It's the military. And Huckabee said, I don't care. So Tucker said he had to make this decision. Like, are they going to shoot me down because I'm Tucker Carlson? Or is Huckabee going to come through? So they just risked it and they flew in and it was okay. But then at the same time, you know, you have to worry about what might happen. And what ended up happening was that they were harassed at every single step of the way. And then Huckabee just made a complete ass of himself in the interview.
Right. So let's go specifically. Let's quote exactly what the words that are, because Huckabee is doing what, you know, politicians do when they get in trouble. They're trying to say that they didn't say what they said. Right.
Right.
He said, this is a quote. It would be fine. So he was asked about, you know, the Old Testament. I mean, this is kind of ridiculous that foreign policy is based on the Bible. But anyway, he was asked about the Old Testament and said, you know, so what do you think about the promise in the Old Covenant that the, you know, basically the that these Israelites are entitled to all of the lands from Egypt to the Euphrates River? So in other words, we're talking about contemporary Israel plus the occupied territories, Jordan, obviously Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Iraq. What am I forgetting? All the
Jordan and the entire Sinai Peninsula.
And all of the, and we're talking, and I guess we're talking about Yemen and Oman. We'd be talking about the Gulf states, right? So anyway, it's a lot of territory. Huckabee said it would be fine if they, the Israelis, took it all.
Yeah,
but
I don't care. He said, I don't care. They could take it all.
But he said, they don't want this. This is what he's walking back. He said, well, but I also said, and this is true, he did say this, but they don't want to take it over. They're not asking to take it over. Okay, that's true, in Huckabee's defense. However, he's missing the point. The point is, like, you're pretending like, well, what if the Israelis were to ask? Then what? I mean, you know, I would say that a standard opinion of every diplomat in a post-Metternich world is the international borders are sacrosanct. All the countries that are here now are entitled to their national sovereignty. We don't look to change any of that. We don't want to change any borders. We don't care what Israel would say or anyone else. Israel hasn't brought it up, but if they did, we would say no, right? I think that would be the correct answer.
Right.
Something along those lines, more temperate. But he's basically not saying, he's not getting it. Like, basically, it's like, well, whatever Israel wants, Israel gets, is what he's saying.
Just take it.
Just take it. I mean, not that they could, you know, and it's true. They're not, even Benjamin Netanyahu is not insane enough at this stage to try to, you know, propose anything like that. But I mean, this is about, you know, anybody, this really feeds into some seriously crazy, you know, I mean, The Zionism in this administration is way off the charts, it's right? Crazy. It goes to 12.
We've never seen anything like this before. Never.
Want to support the show with style? Go to deprogram.live and check out our merch. That's deprogram.live, or check out the description below. Thanks for watching.
Don't forget, Huckabee was the one who welcomed with open arms the traitor Jonathan Pollard and feted him at the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. I said on Twitter back then, within hours, that Huckabee should resign. He is not the appropriate person for us to have representing American interests in Israel, because he doesn't represent American interests. He represents Israeli interests, and he represents evangelical Zionist Christian interests. And that's it, not the rest of the country.
Well, and this, you know, so I think, you know, there's always, I think the big unintended consequence here is that the idea that Israel dreams of a greater Israel is now out in the open. It's not something that the average American, even political junkie, was aware of. And now there's these images online of certain IDF battalions that they have these shoulder patches that purport, I'm not sure this is accurate or not, I don't know, but that purport to show like a map of greater Israel that's on the soldiers' shoulders. I don't know if it's true or not. It kind of doesn't matter. The fact that it's being discussed, like greater Israel is a thing. It's like greater Serbia or, you know, any greater anything. It's like, this is something that now Americans are, oh, wait, Israel's not content with just their little piece of New Jersey, the size of New Jersey, or even like grabbing their occupied territories and annexing them. They want the whole schmear.
That's right. The whole thing, including all of the oil and all of the water.
It's like, if true, this is something that I think might, you know, put it, be a chip in the armor of people of the Zionist movement in the United States. I mean, a lot of Americans don't think that's okay, even people who support Israel.
Even evangelicals. Because not every evangelical Christian is a Zionist.
Right.
Yeah. Last night, I stayed up late. I stayed up late just going through what people were saying about Tucker's interview with Huckabee. And a lot of evangelicals were beside themselves that he would say such stupid and ill-informed things. I mean, Robbie's an evangelical Christian, and Robbie's cracking on Huckabee and Huckabee's biblical reasoning. It just doesn't make sense. Huckabee, please, Robbie, come on. Come and tell us. Tucker, not just Tucker, but this parade last night on Twitter and on Facebook of evangelical preachers, men and women, just saying Huckabee is wrong, wrong, wrong in his interpretation of the scripture.
Because he is. So if you go back to the time of Joshua, that's when those promises were given. It was for Moses, and it was, you know, for the children of Israel. Here's the problem. the covenant was contingent on the Israelites' obedience to God. The entire point was for them to come out to be a light, to show people who the real true God is, and to live accordingly. That was the whole point. They didn't. They failed. I mean, as soon as Moses went to Mount Sinai to get the Ten Commandments, what did they do? They made a golden calf and started doing the crap.
They started bawling it up.
100%. So for one thing, all you have to do is go in and read your Bible. The entire premise that God's promises are unconditional, regardless of your obedience, is false on its face.
Well, especially in the Old Testament, right?
Well, it's the same for both. And also, the borders that the Bible puts out has to do with the millennial reign of Christ. It was never about the world we live in now anyway.
You are absolutely right.
This is insane. And I get into this all the time with people at my church. My church I go to a little Baptist church here in Kalispell, Montana. I'm like one of only two people that's not a Zionist. And it's crazy because what that lets you do is sharpen your arguments. How you sharpen your arguments? By doing this thing called reading, which I like to do anyway. This is insane. Tucker Carlson destroyed, and I mean that sincerely, he destroyed Huckabee on what should have been Huckabee's home turf, which is theology.
Tucker Carlson has more IQ in his little toe than Huckabee.
Incredibly, right? So.
I mean, it's definitely so. Godzilla versus Bambi. But I gotta ask. If we got a time machine and you could go back and tell the UN and Truman and all the people who pushed for the creation of the state of Israel in 1948, I mean, I think with the benefit of hindsight, if we could undo the name, just change it to like Jewistan or something, or not let them have the Star of David on the flag, you'd be solving a lot of problems because they're conflating themselves. They're like, oh, we're a continuously operating entity since for the last 3,500 or more years. That's just not true.
Here's the problem: is that they believe their own BS. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So they believe that they are the chosen people of God. Talk about racism. I get called a racist daily on this show because I think they never need to have borders.
I'm sorry I do that, Robbie.
It's fine. It's okay. I have thick skin. I can handle it.
Okay.
Let me ask before you finish the sentence. Who are you supposed to be racist against?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I just am. It just happens.
General.
I'm a white guy who normally has a southern accent when my throat ain't sore.
But do people know that your wife is black and your kids are biracial?
Some of the comments say that she's been colonized or that she's a race traitor. Oh. It's pretty gnarly.
That's
lovely.
It's right out of the U.S. prison system.
It's okay. But here's the thing, though. I guess I could be a white nationalist and not believe I'm a chosen by God to be able to go and kill people and take their land because my ancestors were promised 3,000 years ago for a promise that my ancestors violated.
Ancestors.
For the covenant.
Yes, ancestors, so. In
correct.
Scare quotes.
No, the thing is, no, John, your Greek ancestors, they got more of a claim to Anatolia.
Yeah.
Than the Jewish Ashkenazis from Poland have for the Levant.
Yes, indeed.
So stick up your poop and smoke it.
These claims are ridiculous, and thank you very much for that, Robbie. We'll be seeing more of you. All right. So I guess the question is, Mike Huckabee is safe because Donald Trump doesn't like to fire people because he thinks firing people makes him look weak. He's not entirely wrong about that. But he's on the phone with the Arab League, 14 Arab countries. And then, there's the countries he didn't even hear from who are pissed too.
Yeah.
He's got to be saying like, no, that's not our policy. Nothing's really going to happen as a result of this,
no,
right? But it's just
happen.
A bad look.
But I'll say literally every Middle Eastern country, plus the Organization of the Islamic Conference, OIC or whatever, they just recently changed the name, whatever OIC now stands for, plus the Gulf Cooperation Council, plus the Arab League, all filed formal diplomatic protests. This guy, listen, I've been watching foreign policy or participating in the formulation and implementation of foreign policy for many, many years. I've never seen this happen.